The National Press Club of Australia is half a world away from London's high-security Belmarsh prison, where Julian Assange is currently being held. Later today, the WikiLeaks editor-in-chief, Kristen Arfvedson, will take to the club's lectern and argue why the Australian government should be actively campaigning for Assange's immediate release. An extradition hearing is scheduled for February. The US is seeking his extradition on espionage charges relating to his WikiLeaks work. The possible punishment? A 175-year jail term. Mr. Arfvedson joined me earlier in Canberra. Kristen Arfvedson, welcome to AM.
Thanks for having me.
When was the last time you saw Assange? What was his condition?
Well, I saw him a few weeks ago late October. His condition is getting worse. He is really suffering in that prison which is designed for terrorists and violent criminals, and he shouldn't obviously be there.
60 doctors wrote to the British government last week saying that he needed urgent medical intervention. Has that had any impact?
Well, it had the impact that it has raised the awareness that this has to come to an end, and I hope it will elevate the seriousness of the matter. He is in a very bad situation, and an intervention is needed very quickly. He is on remand. He is not incarcerated there for basically the any crime. He is awaiting trial, and that it's totally unnecessary to keep him in a maximum security prison.
So how do you view your travel here to Australia? Is this a life and death assignment?
It is. It is in many ways. The primary goal is to get him out of the Belmarsh prison as soon as possible so he can prepare his trial on February 25th. But also, of course, he's facing these indictments and the charges leading to 175 years in prison in the United States, and that is de facto a death penalty, so it has to be fought.
If Assange is extradited to the United States for publishing U.S. secrets outside the United States, what precedent does that send?
Well, it sends a very serious precedent. It means that no journalist anywhere in the world is safe the empire decides that some publication is an embarrassment. They can go after that journalist, and they will do. That is absolutely a certainty. So it's time to put the foot down and stop this.
Are you seeing any government ministers while you're here in Canberra?
No, I'm not, but I'm seeing politicians here in Canberra, and we know of support and growing support among politicians and among the general public. It's very important that people come aboard and put pressure on the politicians, because more pressure is needed by the politicians here on the UK government and the US government to put consular and diplomatic pressure on these allies of Australia to stop this.
And have you tried to see ministers here in Canberra? Have you actually tried to talk with, say, the Foreign Minister or even the Prime Minister?
I only arrived last night, so I might have a chance in this short stay I have, but we'll have to see how that goes.
Is anyone senior within the Morrison government advocating against Mr. Assange's extradition to the United States?
Well, Barnaby Joyce is on board, and we hope that many more will come on board as well.
As you say, the former Deputy Prime Minister has taken up his case, and so has the former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. He says that Mr. Assange would pay an unacceptable and disproportionate price if he's extradited. Are those interventions helping in any way?
It is helping. It is very important to hear these voices and to get their input, and it shows that this goes noticed, and it is echoing within the parties. I hope we see this as not a partisan issue. This is a cross-party fight where we hope that everybody comes aboard despite their differences, because it's of utmost importance that Australians come together and bring this citizen back to this beautiful country, out of this misery that he's in at the moment.
Do you understand, though, why some people have a problem with Assange? Some US officials say that people named in the cables leaked by WikiLeaks in 2010 are now dead, and they don't know if their publication resulted in their deaths, but still...
Well, I mean, for 10 years we've heard these allegations of harm, but there has been no proof presented. And even in the Manning trial years ago, Pentagon officials were came to the trial and had to testify that they had found no harm. So as far as we know at this moment, there is no evidence of that.
Mr. Raffenson, thank you very much for talking to AM this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's WikiLeaks Editor-in-Chief Kristen Raffenson.